how are you tonight? I want to talk about something briefly that I don't usually talk about. Right before I came out here, there was an article in the New York Times that looked at what happened when Ronan Farrow was reporting on Harvey Weinstein while he was at NBC. Now, I don't talk about this a lot, but I'm very invested in this topic. I'm invested in this topic for a number of reasons, but one of the reasons is that I know exactly what fucking happened. And it was wild to read an article in which the president of NBC News, on the record, with his name and his voice and presumably his face, just fucking lies about it. So in this article, they claim that Ronan didn't have the story, and he asked to take it elsewhere. They let him take it elsewhere, and then later he requested the NBC cover the story, and they said, but wait, you no longer work here, or something. It doesn't matter. You guys know me, right? You know me from listening to this show. They are fucking lying. When I tell you that Ronan had the story, Ronan had the fucking story. He worked on that story for basically a year. It was heartbreaking what NBC did while he was reporting on that, because he knew these people and he trusted these people, and he came to them with a giant fucking story, and they dragged their heels and they treated him like shit, and finally he took it elsewhere, and then you know what happened? He won a Pulitzer! And I was getting really angry about it. But then I kind of got sad for them, because this is self-aggrandizing. Do you remember that part of The Dark Knight? Where that guy tries to go to Morgan Freeman and says, you know, I know he's Batman. And then Morgan Freeman's like, wait, let me understand this. You think that one of the richest and most powerful people in the world spends his nights beating up criminals, and your plan is to blackmail this person. And what I was thinking was, you lost one of the biggest stories in a generation. You lost a reporter who went on to become a Pulitzer Prize winner, renowned for his credibility and investigative journalism. And your plan is to lie about this person? Truth is coming. Should we do an actual show? I'm literally just fuming about this. I got a lot of work through. Anyway, Ronan will put in the book. All right. Run NBC News. You kill a story, but own it. You killed the story, and it blew up in your face. We, of course, support journalism. We believe in journalism. This is National Broadcasting Company. It's NBC News. Meet the Press. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum. All right, we gotta stop. I am adding myself to the Keep It segment to just say big old keep it to Andy Lack and his memo attacking Ronan Farrow for his reporting on Harvey Weinstein. It is full of bullshit, and already even Donald Trump recognizes that it's bullshit and was tweeting about them this morning. They're still not telling the truth about what happened with that story. They are still trying to cover up for their decision to kill that story. It is shameful. It is pathetic. They're doing it on the record now, which is a change from them doing it on background. And that's it. Keep it. Keep it to that whole thing.
We were done with Keep It, and Love It just burst in here like Faye Dunaway and Network and was like, we are doing this now.
You know, The New Yorker is so careful. And look, I am outside of this process, but I am very familiar with the care Ronan takes in reporting these stories and the care that The New Yorker takes in reporting these stories. It was interesting. The White House pushback. Eric Wemple wrote a piece in The Washington Post that made this point, which is all the White House's pushback against The New Yorker came from The New Yorker, because in addition to laying out this credible allegation and all the evidence that backs it up from the time and in the year since, they also included very conservatively, very carefully, a lot of caveats. They did an ethical thing. I just know on a personal level how incredibly seriously Ronan takes getting this right. And I know also that he is not motivated by partisanship. He is not motivated by politics. He would do this if it were Democrat. He would do this regardless of party. And
That's it here. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, they put out a fucking bullshit story today to undercut the New Yorker, which Mitch McConnell was waving around until Dean Baquet had to give a statement to Eric Wemple saying Ronan Farrow's terrific. I got
very accessible rants right there. I got some, everyone got that.
You know what? You go back, take it bit by bit, Google your way to understanding me airing that personal vendetta.